Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Nun Zayin. We are up to Sif Beis. We are in the middle of page 418. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Biv Shemuchusa Arba Amos B'meshach B'rshus HaRabim. You have a biv, which if you look at the picture over here on the side of the page, it's a hole underneath the ground that is covered four amos in the width, the length of the Rishus HaRabim. V'yesh bo arba al arba. And this biv is four amos by four amos. Mutter lishboch afilu al pi habiv. You're allowed to pour in even through the biv, like we see in the picture number 7, the person pouring the water into the biv itself. Afilu b'yamos achama, even during the summer months. Af al pi shamayim yotzim miyod miyodu lachutz. Even though the water goes out immediately from his hands to the outside. As long as the bottom of this biv is not made out of wood, because there the water is not able to be absorbed into the wood. But if it's a floor that's made out of stones, mavliim v'shari, then it absorbs the water and it will be permissible. According to the Rambam, even if this biv or any kind of pipe would be 100 amos long, lo yishpoch al piv bimos hachama, you should not pour directly into it during the summer months. Elo shofei chutz labiv, rather you should pour outside of the biv, vehem yordin labiv, and the water eventually will drip into the biv. So explains the Mishabura biv, hu charetz ha'asui sifkatan tazayin, hu charetz ha'asui lekaleach shofchim shebuchatz lo shes harabim. This biv is some kind of ditch, a hole in the ground that is made to pour out the dirty water from the chatzar to the Rishus HaRabim. So we said as long as it's arba amos b'meshach, we said like in the picture it's covered four amos in the Rishus HaRabim, sarach lomar b'meshach arba amos. It should say in the Mechaber that it's b'meshach arba amos. V'ratz lomar, what it means to say is sha'arba amos harishonos hasmuchos l'chatzar, the four amos that are closest to the chatzar in the Rishus HaRabim, humuchusa, it is covered. And it's also a width of four amos. So it's four amos by four amos, and it's covered right beyond the chatzar in the Rishus HaRabim. The same thing would be true if the width was only two amos, v'yesh ba'arko shmona amos, and the length was eight amos again, as long as it is a square area of 4x4 amos, so 8x2 would be the same thing. Because again, with this measurement of an area, there is the proper size that it could absorb 2 saw of water that a person normally uses per day. The alkane, and therefore, mikilinan bay lishboch al panei habiv haomed b'chatzer. Therefore, we are lenient that you could pour into the biv that is in the side of the chatzer. Kimo b'chatzer shumasig arba amos al arba amos v'kanal, like we saw yesterday, in Sif Aleph, the same way you can pour the water into a chatzer that's 4 amos by 4 amos, because it will get absorbed and it won't go out to the Rosh Hashanah. Here also, if this biv is 4 amos by 4 amos and it is covered, you can pour water inside and assume it will be taken care of inside the biv and absorbed, and that will be permissible. Sivkotan Yudches, the Mechaber said that afal pi shamayim yotzim miyod miyodu lachutz, even though when you pour the water into the biv, it goes immediately from your hands outside. Kevon duhu eino mechavein dafka sheitzu lachutz, since your intention is not specifically that the water should go outside, v'alkein, and therefore afilu kasheyotzu lachutz shari, even if it goes out, it's still going to be mutter v'kanal bereisha simon, like we saw yesterday as well. Even if it goes out, the fact is that it wasn't your kavana, and therefore it is okay. Sifkat in your test, we said as long as it's not going to be a silon shel eitz. If this biv is made out of wood, it's ki'ilu you did it explicitly that it should go outside, because you know the wood does not absorb. And even if it is 100 amos long, it's still going to be forbidden. But if the biv is made out of stones, which do absorb, then it's mutter. We're talking about a case where the biv is tiled with stones that are smooth and are small, kemosha merutzav rechovos v'chateros, just like we tile rechovos, streets, v'chateros, and courtyards, sheyesh harbe ofar bein evan le'evan, that there's a lot of dirt that's between the avonim, livloa, to absorb, and therefore this stone floor does absorb because of the dirt that is between the stones. Sivkotan chaf aleph, now we move on to the sheet of the Rambam. We brought in the Mechaber at the end of Sif Beis that according to the Rambam, even if the biv was very long, you can't pour directly into the biv. You can only pour outside the biv and have it drip into the biv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph, Afilu Haya Orech HaBiv, Rotzalomer, it means to say, She'orech HaBiv B'chatzer Hu Me'ya Amah. The length of the biv in the chatzer could be 100 amos. Ubishir zeh bevada yivola hamayim bekarka. In such a size, for sure, the water will get absorbed into the ground. Afilu hachi aser, still it's going to be aser. Bepnei shamayim yotzim mikocho l'rishis harabim, because the water goes out through your koach to the rishis harabim. Now that's a little bit funny because we said first that vada it gets absorbed in the ground, and then it says it's aser because the water will go out from your koach to the rishis harabim. But then he goes on. It says, when Akdinan Lohakel Kesvara Rishona, the Mishnah Berurah says that we take on the more lenient opinion that you can pour directly into the biv, unlike the Rambam who says you can only pour outside and allow the water to drip into the biv memela. Sifkatan Chabbeis Oat Tsinor, Tsinor Mikri Masha Menichin Alagag, Tsinor is that which we place on the roof, the Al Yodo Yored Akiluach Rishas Harabim, and through it the flow of water goes down into the Rishas Harabim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel, Bamed Varim Amurin, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this is a continuation of the Rambam, where the Rambam said you can't pour the water directly into the biv, only outside the biv. But Zok the Rambam, Bamed Varim Amurin, when were these words said? Kishamayim Yotzim L'Rishas Harabim. That's when bordering the Chatzar is a Rishas Harabim, and the water is going out to the Rishas Harabim. That's where we're Machmir. Aval Im Hayu Yotzim L'Karmelis Mutter Lishvoch Al Pi Habiv Afilu Bimos Achama. But if bordering the Chatzar is only a Karmelis, then it will be mutter to pour it directly into the biv, even in the summer. The Rama says, "V'yesh omrim de'ein chiluk ben karmelis or shesarabim." Some say, "No, there's absolutely no chiluk between a karmelis and a shesarabim, and we're going to be machmir even by a karmelis not to pour it directly into the biv that is leading out to a karmelis." However, v'dafka karmelis shito chayir. This is dafka a chumra and a karmelis that's inside the city. The nichlaf b'rishesarabim atzma, because that you can mix up with a rishesarabim itself. Afilu bizman hazed the leislam shesarabim, and we'll be machmir and a karmelis even nowadays. Because you might mix up with a Rishas Harabim, even though nowadays we don't have a Rishas Harabim. Aval Karmelis Shehimi Chutz La'ir, but a Karmelis is outside the city. O Chatzar She'enim Ureves, or a Chatzar that just doesn't have an Erev, Shari, then it will be permissible to pour the water directly into the biv. The Irha Mukefes Chomavelo Erevuba, a city that is surrounded by a wall, but they didn't make an Erev, Kechatzar She'enim Ureves Dami, that's like a Chatzar She'enim Ureves, and that would be lenient. The Rama ends the simen and says, "V'imatzinor l'mala me'asara." If there is a pipe that takes out the water that is above 10 tvachim, sha'ovrim hamayim derech makom p'tur l'karmelis, and therefore memela, when the water pours out from the tzinor, it goes into a makom p'tur to a karmelis, because above 10 of the karmelis is a makom p'tur, so the water goes from the pipe to a makom p'tur into the karmelis, so then yesh l'hokel, one can be lenient, v'chein ikr, and so too is the ikr halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Gimel, we said b'med var mamurim, zeu siyim divrei harambam. This is the completion of the words of the Rambam, but says the Mishnah Berurah, v'gam but there's even an afgamina for us. In other words, that which the Mechaber is bringing the Lashon of the Rambam, that when do we say you can't pour the water directly into the piv, that's only when the piv is leading into a Rosh Harabim. But into a Karmelis, it's going to be okay. That's nogea to us as well. How so? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'gam l'didon nafkamina b'zeh, is even nafkamina for us in this din. Tahainu im habiv hoya shel eitz, in a case where we're machmir as well, for example, that we just discussed in Sif Beis, if the biv is made out of wood, you're not allowed to pour into there. She'enu osir libola bo hamayim, where it's not able to absorb the water. U'bevada yetzu lachutz b'rishus harabim, and the water for sure is going to go drip out from there to the rishus harabim. Tezehu osir afilu that we discuss as us, or even according to the first opinion. So that's only going to be when the wooden biv is leading out to a Rosh Harabim. Aval kishihi smucha l'karmelis, but if the wooden biv is near a karmelis, mutter afilu b'shal eitz, then it will be mutter to pour the water into the wooden biv, even though it's going to drip out into the karmelis. V'atam b'chol zeh, the reason for all this is, kevan de'eno shofech behedi l'karmelis, since you're not pouring directly into the karmelis, rakshu b'mi kocho is only coming because of your koach, svirul we hold the kocho b'karmelis logozru, that they didn't ask for your kocho b'karmelis, and therefore, although we don't go like the Rambam, but even lefi our shita, that normally we're more lenient, but by a wooden biv we're more machmir, but if it's next to a karmelis, we would be lenient even by the wooden biv. Then the Rambam brought down a yesh omrim that says there's no chil between a karmelis and a rishus harabim, so the same chumra of the rishus harabim we'd have by the karmelis. Legabe the Rambam, The chumra would be you can't pour it directly in. Says the Mishabura, the af da anan naktina ladina. Even though we hold the maisa that afiluk shamayim yotzim l'shusarabim mutter bebiv, that even if the water is going out to l'shusarabim, it's mutter to pour it into the biv. Ukumoshe kasadnu b'sevkaton chav alef, like we said explicitly in sevkaton chav alef, mikomakom nafkaminam yesh omrim hazel inyan silon shel eitz. But it'll also be an afkamina in this yesh omrim for us practically when it comes to a silon that's made out of wood. Ukumoshe kasadnu b'sevkaton chav gimel, like we just mentioned before in sevkaton chav gimel. Okeshabiv ein mechav. Or if the case is that the biv is not covered for amos in the Carmelis, that according to the mechaber that would be mutter, because those are only aser, the wooden biv, or if it's not covered, is only going to be aser in the shesarabim. Ulhayesh omrim aser, and according to the yesh omrim, it will be aser in the Carmelis as well. So this yesh omrim that says there's no chilah between the shesarab and the Carmelis, luchumra would apply to us also, not in the case of the Rambam, but rather in a case where the biv is made out of wood. So we're machmir by Rosh Hasharabim. This shita would say we're machmir also by Carmelis. And if the biv is not covered in Rosh Hasharabim, we're machmir according to the Yesh Omrim, we'd be machmir as well in a Carmelis. The gam nafkamina le'inyan chotzer ketana, it would also be a nafkamina in a case of a chotzer ketana she'im ba'arba amos la'arba amos, where it doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos. The sosam ha'machaber le'el besof sif aleph de besmucha le'carmelis mutter, where we learned earlier at the end of sif aleph, even if it's less than 4x4, but if the chotzer is only bordering a Carmelis, it's going to be mutter. Ul hayesh omrim hazeh, according to this yesh omrim, it's going to be aser. Because if we're not going to be mechala between the Rosh Hashanah and the Carmelis, the same way we said, if less than 4x4 amos, chotzer borders a Rosh Hashanah, it's aser. So according to this yesh omrim, that a Carmelis has the same chumras as a Rosh Hashanah, so even if the less than 4x4 chotzer borders a Carmelis, what we normally hold as mutter, this yesh omrim would say is aser. Umashe nirshem bahagah, and that which is marked off in the Ramah, Beis Yosef b'shem Tosas v'harosh, actually, lo niskar b'tosas v'rosh l'inya biv klal. Actually, the Tosas and the Rosh don't mention the case of the biv at all. Tehem poskim b'biv lohakel afilu v'smucha l'rish harabim. They go lenient in the case of the biv, even if it's bordering the rish harabim. Rak l'fi divrayim nishmu gam l'inyanenu. Just legabe their words, we'll hear also legabe our inyan something else. Sivkaton chafei afilu bezman hazeh. So we said if we're going to be machmir by a Carmelis, according to the Sheish Omrim, it's dafka Carmelis that's tol chayir, because you'll mix up with the Rosh Hashanah. Even though nowadays we don't have a Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishabura, Ratzalomar, ledasa sovereign de beina dafka shishim ribo bokimbo. We don't have a Rosh Hashanah nowadays, according to the Shita that holds that to be a Rosh Hashanah, you have to have 600,000 people passing through. That we don't have. Vizeino Motsui, that's not commonly found. Mikomokom Gazrina, and still, according to the Shita, we are gozer to Asura Carmelis, Otu Ir Gedola, she is damin Shia Shishim Ribu. It's a Xera that we don't allow it in a Carmelis to pour directly in. Otu will lead to a very large city that we might come upon that has 600,000 people passing through. Sivkaton Chavav, but we said a Carmelis that's outside the city, or a Chotzer Sheinim Muravis, then it's mutter to pour it right in. Says the Mishabura, Ratzalomer means to say, Da Chotzer Shabu Habiv, the chotzer in which this biv is located, o chotzer ketana she'embo arba al arba, or a chotzer ketana does not have 4x4. Either of these cases, if they're samach l'chotzer she'enem ureves, if they're bordering a chotzer she'enem ureves, ukeshashofei chamayim. And when you pour the water into the biv or into the small chotzer, yered laosa chotzer will drip into the chotzer she'enem ureves. Shari l'kuliyama, that will be mutter to pour directly in according to everyone. Kevan de lo zarek lahedya el kocho. Since you're not pouring it directly into the chotzer she'enem ureves, it's only happening through your koach. Lo gazru bazeh, they will not go there. Vishari lishbuch afila pia biv, and you're allowed to pour it directly into the biv, and memela it will go out into the chotzer she'enem ureves. You would not have to have the chumra of pouring it outside the biv and drip into the biv, you could pour it directly into the biv. Kachotzer she'enem ureves dami, then the Ramah told us that a city that's surrounded by a wall but there's no eriv, that has the same din as a chotzer she'enem ureves, kaven de be'emes yesh lo mechitzo, since in truth it has walls around it, elishem buchaseres eriv, it's just missing the eriv, so it's just like a chotzer she'enem ureves, and therefore we can be lenient in that case to pour it directly into the biv as well. And the last point of the Ramah was, if the tzino is l'mala me'asara, it will be mutter to have the water coming out of it, because it goes through a makom tur until it gets to the Carmelis. Ratzalomer means to say, Shetzinur hamekaleach mayim bekarmelis, a pipe that's pouring out water into a karmelis, hu lamalu me'asara, is above 10 tefachim from the ground. V'imkein over hamayim derech mokom ptur. And in that case, If so, the water is passing through a makom tor on its way down. Mutter lishboch afilu b'miskaven shiirdu hamayim lekarmelis. You're allowed to pour the water through with intent into the pipe that it should go down into the karmelis. V'hainu afilu l'das hamachmirim l'el b'simin shin mem vav sof sif aleph derech makom tor. Even the ones who are machmir earlier not to have something going from a rishayachid into a makom tor into a karmelis, hocha de lo zarek lo mamish al kochle. Here we're not throwing it directly. It's only coming through your koach. Yesh lahokel, one can be lenient. The Rama ended and said, "V'chein iker zokta mishavura sekano chavtes. I am b'prima godim shemitzadi da kol hago koi va'af arosh dvarov." Zot b'prima godim. He has a side to say that this Rama that ends off and says v'chein iker is not only going on the last point of the Rama of the Tzinur, but rather it's going on the beginning of the Sif as well. It's going on the whole entire Rama, that v'chein iker on the entire Rama. That concludes Simen Shinun Zayin. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll begin Simen Shinun Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.